Eye on the Arctic, Views from the North, I'm Elish Quinn. Now, the Conference Board of Canada has released its economic forecast for Canada's Northern Territories this month. And it paints a sometimes grim picture of how lower oil and mineral prices are impacting Canada's northern economies. Now, joining us now to give us all the details is Marie-Christine Bernard. She's the Associate Director of the Provincial and Territorial Forecasts at the Conference Board of Canada, and she joins me on the line today from Ottawa. Marie-Christine Bernard, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to talk about each individual region in just a moment, but first, you know, just as much as you can, give us just a broad overview of some of the economic challenges you outlined in the report and the ones that northern regions as a whole are maybe facing.
Well, we did this forecast twice a year and for the last few years, and we saw that economic conditions are actually not very good right now in all three territories. Not so much in Nunavut, but definitely in the Yukon and Northwest Territories. The difficult mining conditions that we're seeing also in the rest of Canada is really impacting the outlook for the three territories.
And so maybe the Yukon would be a good place to start. Now, I remember even just a few years ago, there was a real boom in the territory thanks to mining. We had stories all the time about the jobs and the wealth it was creating. Give us a sense of sort of what's happening and what we can kind of look for in the midterm as we watch this go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. The territory has gone through some phenomenal development over the last few years, but I'd say since 2013, it's been a lot more difficult. We saw commodity prices, most of the metal and mineral prices have dropped significantly. And this has impacted exploration activity in the territory, as well as the mining operations. There are three mines that were producing in the Yukon as of 2013. And right now, we only have one mine, the Minto mine, that is still producing. There's the Bellikino and Wolverine mine have shut down indefinitely. We don't know exactly when production will resume. So that is affecting economic growth because miners have lost their jobs. We see a lot less mineral production. And that is why the outlook for Yukon is quite weak this year.
And what about the Northwest Territories? We're gradually moving over. Tell us a little bit about what's specific to that region and also sort of how it ties in with what's going on in Yukon as well.
They're facing some of the similar conditions. For the Northwest Territories, it's very geared towards the diamond industry. It's a more mature industry than the other Well, the territory has its mining industry is more mature than in Nunavut or Yukon. So we are seeing a decline in diamond production just because of the maturity of the industry. So that is affecting growth in the Northwest Territories, but as well as the commodity prices that are much lower. Just a few months ago, it looked like the territory could see several new mines under development and then in production. But the outlook has dimmed considerably, given that prices are so low and it is very difficult to obtain financing for new projects.
Well, I was going to ask you that question about how what we're sort of seeing over the last several months, how does that affect just in terms of getting investment for projects that are even sort of in the midterm?
Several projects were almost shovel ready to be under development. They had obtained all the licenses and had gone through the regulatory process. But just right now, the financing environment is very difficult. Commodity prices remain quite low. Conditions are still quite volatile. There's a lot of also supply and then inventories of certain metals. So it's difficult to see if prices are going to recover quickly, probably not as quickly as they recovered after the 2008-09 recession. So we're not in that environment, so it could take longer. So right now it's difficult to see if any of these projects will go ahead in the near term.
And for the Northern Territories, it's more about commodity and mineral prices, a little less in, like energy prices and oil prices. Has that had as much an impact?
It does as well. Northwest Territory produces oil, and it has affected some of the decisions. There were some shale oil possibilities of having some production there, but some companies have pulled out. It does affect when oil prices are lower. Any oil company will revise their production and exploration plans.
Now, let's move to Nunavut now, and I'm going to let you correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, when I was going through the report, there was at least in Nunavut a bit of a hope or a bit more of an upswing than we saw in the other regions. Outline for us a little bit about how Nunavut's doing and what's specific to that territory.
Nunavut's mining industry is not as mature. It's really, there's only one mine that's producing right now, Meadowbank, and soon Mary River will also be producing iron ore and transporting iron ore. But the mine was still under development as of the first part of this year, the Mary River mine. So that helped cushion the downturn in the energy, in the mining industry. We are seeing a lot less exploration activity in Nunavut, just like we're seeing in the other two territories. But the construction of this major project is really helping the economy. And at the same time, in Nunavut, we're also seeing a lot of public sector investment. Some are public-private partnership projects, but there's a major investment in the Iqaluit Airport. There's an investment in the Canadian Eye Arctic Research Station. So that is also helping in terms of we're seeing less exploration money, but more public investment at this time.
And then I guess just sort of as a last question, what should we be watching for in sort of the months ahead, you know, when we're looking at the economies in the north? What are some of the things we should keep our eyes on?
When we formulate our forecasts, obviously we look at the current conditions in the global economy and how those are impacting the commodity prices. There are cycles to commodity prices. We know companies are adjusting, they're restructuring, they're trying to address reducing their operational costs. The dollar is lower and the energy prices are also lower, so that is helping in a sense. So we are monitoring all this, also looking at the different projects that have been proposed, where they are in the regulatory process and in terms of their feasibility studies. So I think we need to watch out. Sometimes it's a cyclical industry, the mining industry. Things can evolve rapidly. So that's the things we look for when we do our forecasts.
Well, Mary-Christine Bernard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.